Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Do you believe that the Yankees were cheating? I don't think it's cheating, no.
Where's he looking?
Where's he looking? And he did it more than once.
Yeah. It's really, really unusual.
Maybe they picked something up. There's some kind of tell.
And he pummeled it.
Why was he glancing over like that?
There was some chirping going from our side. Judgey was kind of looking over like, I'm hitting here.
I said a couple things to some guys in the dugout, and especially after the game. Hopefully it won't happen again.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Aaron Judge doing some peeky-peeky.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Well, he found what he was looking for. And he hit it 400 and... Was it 62 or 67?
It says 462.
I thought I'd seen 467. But whatever it was a bomb.
Yeah,
it was a bomb.
That was a bomb. So, you know, definition.
That's a bomb.
So when I text you, how'd Ben play? And you say bomb, that's the expectation.
So it has to leave the park, in fact, to be a bomb.
Right.
How about this? So yesterday they have a playoff game. This is unbelievable.
Playoffs already?
Yeah. Season very quick.
How many games did they play?
20.
Okay.
Now they're into the postseason, right? They're playing, winning 5-1. Umpires are terrible. Pitch crushed. Crushed. Straightaway center field. Bounces over the wall. Umpires, home run.
No.
Home run.
Come on.
They gave him a home run. Our team that hit it. But
the other manager had to be crazy.
He went crazy. I was actually embarrassed. I actually.
And there was two?
Two umpires.
And both of them thought it was a home run.
Home run.
What was the, and this was in center field?
Center field.
What was the center fielder doing? Like going crazy?
No, it wasn't going crazy.
Why?
It was bizarre. And then every parent was like, didn't that bounce? Like, yeah, it bounced.
That's wild.
It was
in a playoff game.
Terrible.
They
won 6-1. That made it 6-1. It was 5-1, made it 6-1. But I even said to the other parents, I was like, what happens if that's a 1-1 game?
Right.
Terrible.
Yeah, you never know.
Terrible. Oof, bad.
That's not great.
Really bad.
It's a bad look for the ump.
Really, really bad. So, couple things on the Jets. I don't know if you saw this. This is a lot for you. Based on the 2022 record of the opponents, the Jets have the hardest schedule in the NFL from weeks 1 through 12.
1 through 12.
Of this coming season.
Yeah.
It is a gauntlet of games.
It's going to be a tough early stretch. So the fact that Aaron's, you know, been around the teammates and everything else, he knows Nathaniel Hackett's system, it's going to be important for them to get off to a good start. And I told you, I love the fact that the bye comes in week 7.
Right before the Giants game.
Right.
Right
before we smack you around.
But so stop me when I get to a game and you're like, that's a win.
Okay.
Okay? Home to the Bills.
It's going to be a tough one.
At the Cowboys.
Another tough one.
Home to the Patriots.
Win.
So that's a win.
Yeah, listen, I know the Patriots have owned you, but you have a quarterback now. You got a great defense. There's some questions as to what Mac Jones is going to look like.
Okay, all right. So you're good. You want Patriots? Fine. Home to the Chiefs.
It's a tough one.
At the Broncos.
Another tough one.
Home to the Eagles.
Another tough one.
At the Giants.
I would say a win.
You look at that.
Not a guaranteed win. I mean, that's it. You got a good chance.
But how many Houston Texans? How many
later in the season?
Home to the Chargers.
It's another tough one.
At the Raiders.
I would say that's a win.
At the Bills.
Another tough one.
Home to the Dolphins.
I think it has to be a win.
It has to be. So we just went through the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 games.
Well, RJ, how many games? Do they have all the odds for all these games?
Yeah, like the spreads for the games.
Yeah. So what are the spreads? How many games will the Giants, the Jets favored?
Now, you get upset with me when I say who's pitching for the Mariners tomorrow, and you want the guy to have the spreads for the first 11 games just ready to go?
No, not ready to go. As you keep going, he'll be doing that.
RJ, is that something you feel comfortable looking up? Jets spreads first 11 games of the season.
I will begin the process now. I will say that's the equivalent of saying, like, what was Ben Franklin's Social Security number off the top of your head?
The stupid questions I ask pale in comparison to that, right?
I mean, it's right in line with what happened yesterday. I mean, you go away for a day, and all of a sudden you end up in the trash can in a Cuddle Mary trash.
Wait.
Maybe this is your opportunity to get out of the can, though.
Who trashed you, Oscar? Who trashed you?
Rick did.
Okay. So don't I didn't lump us together.
Most likely to fit the trash can of the three of you.
Well, I think that's obvious.
Okay.
I mean, RJ is the littlest guy.
I'm just being practical.
Let's just call it
trash anybody.
Let's call it what it is. Dave's not here tomorrow. He's in the trash can. Ray's not here tomorrow. He's in the trash can.
Exactly.
So you're saying he's prisoner of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. So out of sight, out of mind.
I was out of sight and I was out of mind.
I mentioned you numerous times yesterday. I missed you. That Tom Bauer, he's not great.
You were taking shots the entire time.
Why would you say that?
Well, what do you mean?
Why would you say not great? I disagree.
You know what? Because you're great and he's not you. Ipso facto, he's not great.
See, you go the other way. Rick will just find the softest landing spot. You look for out of loyalty, but you look for problems.
This is what I do when the Giants play these teams. I find hatred in these other teams. So when you're not here and I miss you, I find things that I don't like about whoever's replacing you.
Why are you comparing him to teams that you hate, though?
What?
You're comparing him to teams that you hate.
Because I love RJ. So if it's not RJ, it's a team I don't like.
I don't think you have to go after Bauer, though.
No, he's fine. He has large friends, though.
Yeah, I don't want him coming after me.
Could you imagine RJ getting pummeled by seven footers?
I already found him. How about that?
You found the spread?
Yeah, I found him already.
Yeah, great job, RJ.
I've been looking at him for like 5 minutes.
Please. Relax, would you please?
Can I guess them?
Yeah, let's go. Week one.
Week one, I'm going to say, I think I know this one. I think it's like Bills by 1.5.
Bills 1.5, correct.
At the Cowboys, I'm going to say Cowboys are favored by 3.
Cowboys -1.
-1, yep. Okay. Hosting the Patriots, I'm going to say Jets are favored by 7.
3.5.
Really?
Yep.
So you're telling me Patriots, Jets, neutral field, pick them.
Belichick factor.
Wow. Yep. Okay.
Well, and the fact that they've owned you.
Chiefs.
Same thing.
Boy, I got to tell you, I would bet that game right now. No? Jets -3.5 against New England?
Yeah, I'm not going to bet it.
Okay, you should.
Because I'm not a degenerate like you.
Well, maybe you should. Get in the early action.
I don't trust you enough for your Maple Leafs take.
All right. Chiefs at Jets. I'm going to say Chiefs by 3.
1.
Wow. These spreads are confounding. All right. At the Broncos. Pick them.
Jets -1.
Oh, so I'm right there.
Yeah, close.
Eagles at the Jets. Eagles by 2.
Jets -1.
Really?
Yeah.
Jets at Giants. There's Giants home game, but do you get the full 3?
No.
Probably not. I'll say Jets by 3.
Jets by 1.5.
Okay. And then Chargers at the Jets. Jets by 3.
Jets by 2.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, so then you get the Raiders, the Jets are favorite in that game. Bills.
There's no way you're favored against the Bills.
At home against the Dolphins, you're favored. Falcons at home, favored.
Texans favored. At Miami?
Dolphins by 1.5. Commanders, you're favored. At the Browns, you're favored. And at the Patriots, you're favored in Week 18.
Wow. Well, I mean, a lot can change. So you're telling me of all the games we just went through, the Jets are favored in almost every one of them? Or right there? They're not a bigger underdog than by like a point.
They're favored in 3 of the first 6 games.
And they're favored by how many? New England's 3.5.
3.5, 4.5, and then 5.5. Total of 5.5. 1 to the Broncos, 1 to the Eagles, and 3.5 to the Patriots.
I can't believe they're favored over the Eagles. Home field really it's a huge factor, isn't it?
I think also, too, I mean, you have to imagine as we get further along, everyone stays healthy, obviously, that it'll get better as the season progresses.
Yeah, I mean, if you go out there and you play good football, you're going to be heavier than a 1-point underdog. You know, you'll be a favorite over the Cowboys, I would think.
But that's why I did not necessarily like having the first game. And I know it's an awesome matchup, and it's Monday Night Football and all that stuff. But, I mean, you're trying to win the division. and it's your home game against the Bills and it's week one. Knowing that this is, it's a new quarterback, it's a new system. And I know he knows the system, but everyone else has to get on the same page too. And it wasn't like Tampa with Brady the other one, the Super Bowl came flying out of the gate. It took them a minute.
No, it took them a while. But were they home until they were on the road for the NFC Championship game? Was it just the one road game?
Tampa?
Yeah.
I would have to go back and look.
Did they win the division?
Yeah, they won the division. All right. It was after the... Did they win the division or New Orleans won the division?
I don't remember.
It was after the bye is when they...
As they start to pick it up.
I don't think they lost after the bye.
I guess what I'm saying, like, if you... Like, okay. If you don't win that, do you look and say, we're going to win in Buffalo?
No, but that's why week one is so important.
Right, so you need to win week... I mean, you need to win that game. Really, you need to win that game if you're the Jets.
If you want to win the division... Yeah, I mean, that's...
And if you don't win the division and you are the sixth seed, do you realistically see the Jets going on the road and winning three games? Like, you're going to go into Buffalo, Cincinnati, and Kansas City to win those games.
New Orleans won the division.
New Orleans won the division.
I was right, yeah.
So what'd they do in the postseason that year? Do you have that in front of you?
New Orleans was 12-4. The Bucks were 11-5.
So they must have done a lot on the road that year.
Yeah. So that season... 2020,
So that's 2020. So that's the no fans in the that's different too.
Yeah, that's different too. But I mean, wild card, they were at Washington. No, they won all road games. They were at Washington, at New Orleans, at Green Bay, and then they beat Kansas City in the Super Bowl.
Well, you know what? That was done once. I don't know if that can be duplicated. I'm just saying, I don't think if you're the Jets, you can go 10-7.
Similar though. Guess who they opened up with and lost?
The Bills.
No, they opened up with New Orleans and lost.
They lost twice that year.
Yeah.
And then beat them in the postseason.
Beat them in the postseason. But similar thing. I mean, they're competing with New Orleans to win the division.
Correct.
Week one.
But just because there's an example of how it played out.
No, I know.
Doesn't mean that that's how you need it to play out.
But I've said this the entire time. You can't use that as an example. That's
right.
It's not supposed to.
That to me is the outlier. That's not the norm.
It's not supposed to work that way. But there was a clear difference between the team pre bye and post bye.
Correct.
Right. As soon as they hit that bye, all of a sudden, I mean, they win four straight and then run through the playoffs.
So bye is after the Eagles, right?
Yeah. So week seven.
So you played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games. Okay. So if I offered you right now 3-3,
done.
You'd take 3-3 through six. I would tell you right now, I think the Jets fans would disagree with you.
I think I had it, but I had him 12-3, and I think I had him three. I had him 12-5. 12-5, and right. I had him 3-3 in the first six games.
Well, if you give him 12-5, that'd be a great season. But if you're 3-3 after six, I don't think Jets fans right now would take 3-3 after six.
I think you're crazy.
Well, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I don't think they would sign on for that.
I think those people are crazy.
RJ, if you were a Jets fan, I know you're not. We know. Did you hear he had sexy dreams about the Niners?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was not sexy dreams.
It was an unsafe. Well, yeah.
But
we thought you'd be having sexy dreams. Instead, you were having dreams about the Niners.
The guy wakes up in a cold sweat thinking to himself that Kyle Shanahan was fired.
It was not good.
It's a scary dream.
Can you imagine that?
It made no sense.
Your eyes open. You're in a foreign state, and you open your eyes. You're like, Shanahan's gone.
Well, I check my phone. I go, how are there not alerts about this? Why is no one covering
this? How long did this last for?
It probably like 8 seconds, but it felt like 8.
Terrifying, though, right?
It was horrible.
It's like that day that I woke up and I thought that I missed the show. I thought I overslept because I took a nap after the show. I woke up from the nap and I had that like 8 second brief.
Oh,
like,
God.
I missed the show. And in that moment, I went through all the machinations of it's Hurley's fault. I never missed the show. I'm such a good soldier. How dare they do this to me?
But you're in the process of asking what? Would I sign up for 3-3?
If you were a Jets fan, diehard Jets fan, would you sign up for 3-3 through six games?
I think I would.
Wow.
I think I would.
Wow. I would.
Well, you got to think it's going to get better. The schedule's going to get easier. I mean, what? Weeks 13 through 18, you play one.
You're at the Bills, you're at the Giants, you host the Chargers, you're at the Raiders.
No, weeks 13 through 18. Once you get through the stretch we were talking about, 13 through 18.
Your Falcons should be a win.
Yeah,
Texans should be a win.
Team.
At the Dolphins is not easy. Commanders should be a win. At the Browns I think it's a tough game. And at the Patriots, easier. Yes, absolutely.
So I mean, it is 3-3 for the people that think this team's going to win 14 games. No, you wouldn't sign up for 3-3. But again, I mean, don't be delusional with how this is going to be early on.
I think you're going to get a lot of delusion.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills. Your customer base.
How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
So this is back to the troubling thing. So the bananas. And I went through the bananas at the fruit stand this morning. RJ opened his banana. Brown spot.
Yeah, it's not great.
I'm so upset.
Yeah, but I can't blame you because they look, I inspected them.
So you saw. You
they
see
look
what?
Gorgeous.
Yeah, but still, like it's part of my, and I talked to Gladimir about this morning.
His name's Gladimir.
Yes.
Interesting.
I said, Gladimir, I said, are these going to be good? And he promised, oh, beautiful. Look at these bananas.
Maybe they're bruised in transit. Did you accidentally squeeze the banana too tight?
No. No.
Well, you're trying to, I mean, you're juggling lots of fruit.
No. Maybe the pineapple
hit the banana.
Went up next to the banana and caused maybe the little prickly things, the spikes.
Maybe. Could be it.
I don't know. I feel awful about this, though, because RJ had his little heart set on a banana, and then he was only able to eat like a third of the banana.
So maybe you'll have an extra banana. There's an extra one.
I only brought four.
Yeah, you can have my banana.
No. I brought you a banana.
Well, yeah, but I'm going to have a banana later, so he can have my banana if he wants.
Fine, whatever.
He stays late.
It's all gone to chaos.
Well, bring in better fruit.
It's on me.
How about
I know.
That?
I know. You're right. Well, if you slice the pineapple.
I have nothing to slice it on.
Let's go to Ira in Staten Island. Ira, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Do you think my banana is not okay?
I think it's just fine. I think it's a good environment. Every week, every day you bring a different banana.
Isn't that nice of me that every day I bring like a different fruit into the station?
I think you're the ultimate mensch to do that.
Thank you.
So, getting Quinn Williams, I totally agree. He's playing for the Jets. He's not going anywhere. I feel a lot more comfortable if they would give him the money that he deserves, but it's a lot of money. And I'm sure they probably can't do that until they rework for the third time Aaron Rodgers' contract. So, I guess once that's in line, I guess I'll get the Williams thing done. But as for you're talking about the record and some of these delusional fans, and I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just trying to be a realistic football fan, not a Jets fan. Those six games, I love that they're playing the Bills at game one.
Why?
I'd rather play head-to-head against the Bills than go against the Giants. I think there's less pressure against the Bills than there is against the Giants.
Less pressure against the Bills? That you can't afford to lose to the Bills.
Ira, I love you,
but this is
a wild take, man.
No. The reason I say you don't want this intercity rival. Giants Jets is a big deal, okay, or at least it used to be. The Bills, quite frankly, I think the Jets, until they prove it, I think they're almost at the same level as the Bills because I told you last week, I think the Bills are taking a step backwards. I think this division is for the taking. I think if the Jets get to 11 and 12, they have a shot at the division. But I agree with you, Rick. 3-3 for these first six games, to me, that would be a good start. You got a new quarterback. You got the coordinator. I know they know the system, but you're still the biggest question. Dave, you said it last week. We don't know what we're getting at the left tackle position. Until I see what we get at left tackle, if you could sign up for 3-3 right now, and then you got the rest of the schedule coming after
so you would sign for 3-3? Like you would take
I'll
that right now?
Right now, before I even get home from the pool, I'll take 3-3 right now.
I think that is crazy. And not only do I think it's crazy, I think that if you ask most Jets fans, if the Jets are 3-3 after six games, and I'm not saying you specifically, there'll be mass hysteria here in New York.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I think, I mean, well, let's do a better job just explaining to Jets fans how hard this opening part of the schedule is.
I mean, that's brutal.
That's a daunting start to the season.
Okay, well, let's play this game. How many of these teams could potentially win a Super Bowl? Ready?
Yep.
All right, Bills.
Yep.
That's one. Cowboys. Could.
Yeah.
No? They're good.
We say that every year. They're good.
They're very, very good team.
Yeah, they're a good team.
All right, so Bills won. Cowboys, they're very good. Okay. Patriots, no. Chiefs?
Oh, yeah.
At the Broncos? No. Eagles?
Yes.
So you're playing at least three of those six teams against clubs that
and
have
hence the 3-3 record.
Have a real chance to win. Yeah, but you shouldn't lose. You can't lose that game to Buffalo.
I know you say that.
All right, if you offered me 3-3 and a win against Buffalo in the first game, I think I can wrap my arms around that. But I absolutely have to beat Buffalo because I don't look at the Bills on November 19th in Buffalo saying, I'm going to win that game. Is that a fair take?
It's a fair take now, but I think it could change as the season progresses because you don't know what both of these teams are going to look like.
You don't know what anybody's
going to
look like.
Well, no, but I think I assume, maybe this is just me, but I assume it's going to look better as the season progresses, as long as everyone's healthy. That as they get more comfortable with Aaron as their quarterback, as he gets more comfortable with Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, the further along he gets into the season will get better. I'm not one of those people that just starts going, the Jets are going to be good because it's Aaron Rodgers, and you start listing off weapons, and you go in Breece Hall. I don't know if Breece Hall is going to be Breece Hall right away.
No, and in fact, I was reading something that Robert Saleh said, don't expect Breece Hall in that kind of form to start the season.
So, again, you're playing this is the team that a lot of people have favored to win the division for a bunch of different reasons. I mean, Josh Allen's great. I don't know how many people trust that Tua is going to stay healthy for an entire season. So this is the team that everyone looks at. And Ira can say that he feels like we're right there with Buffalo. I don't know yet because I haven't seen what the Jets look like yet.
And you know what Buffalo's going to look like.
I know Josh Allen is great.
You know that Josh.
I know that.
You got to figure Josh Allen's going to be a better version of himself from what he was last year.
And he had, look at his numbers outside of the interceptions. They were, I mean.
He's very tough to stop.
They were unbelievable numbers. But I don't know. To have week one in a game. And it's your home game.
The place is going to be electric.
Right, the place is going to be electric. But that's, again, I mean, are you going to sweep the Bills? Hopefully. But you would sign up for a split.
Yeah, and if I get a split, I think there's a better chance that I win my game at home than win in Buffalo.
And that's why that game is
so
important.
Let's go to Pat in Rockaway. Pat, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me. No way 3-3. We got a Hall of Fame quarterback.
See?
We could have signed any free agent quarterback to get us to 3-3.
I'm telling you.
You went and got this guy, gave up everything, and you're going to settle for 3-3? No way. Buffalo, the window closed. They're an average team again. Dallas has always been talk, never nothing. Eagles, KC, this is what we got him for. And let's not say, oh, the left tackle this, the left tackle that. This team is made. Let's go right now.
I'm telling you, the Jets fans are going to expect more than 3-3.
They can expect whatever they want. I mean, I think ultimately all that matters is what you finish off at.
Obviously.
So, I mean, you can call in, be crazy, not be happy with 3-3. I mean, I think it's going to depend on how it looks too. I mean, if...
That's fair.
What's the biggest concern this year? Is it the defense?
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
it's the offensive line.
Right. So if week one against Buffalo turns out to be a shootout, back and forth, and then Josh Allen just ends up having the ball last, you're losing a field goal. Are people losing their minds? If the offense looks great.
If you look great and you lose the game, probably not.
Okay, you go toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes. He gets the ball last, you lose by 3.
Yeah, you're probably okay.
Okay, you lose to the Eagles.
Are you losing all of them?
Well, and those three. Say you're 3-3, those are the three you lose.
And you can't beat the good teams? And all of them are like heroic? Well, first of all, what's going on with the defense then? That they can't stop anybody late in the game?
Well, I mean, what did Patrick Mahomes do to San Francisco and Philly's defense? Two best defenses in the league last year.
That's unbelievable.
He shredded them.
I don't have an issue with Patrick Mahomes going 80 yards and leading, but if Allen does it, if Hurts does it, if Mahomes does it, if they all do it, now that's a trend. Maybe the defense is not what I thought they were.
Which, again, I have a hard time believing. I think the defense is going to be good.
I think they're good, too.
Quinnen signed up, get him back happy, and we'll be fine. I'm not worried about the defense. I just think would you like 4-2, 5-1? Of course you would. But the question is now, today, when you look at that schedule, not having seen the Jets play yet, not knowing what the offensive line is going to look like. If someone guaranteed you 3-3, and even better, your deal, where it was one of the three wins was against Buffalo in week one. Yeah, of course. I mean, how could I say that. How could I say no to that?
I would need that. I need 3-3, win against Buffalo. I'd sign for that. Any 3-3, losing to Buffalo? I'm not signing for that. There's no way.
I don't know. I think I would take the 3-3.
All right, let's break. People are lined up now. I guess this is... You see what I do? I walked you right up to a very hot-button topic.
You buy Bruce fruit, and you have hot topics.
I didn't mean to buy Bruce fruit.
I mean, be better.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I mean, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty time, people. Thursday, June 1. Hang with us all day long. We'll start the day broadcasting live. They better have nice fruit at Publicans in Manhasset from 6 to 10. Then we hit the Citi Field parking lot for a tailgate starting at 11 o'clock in the morning, all leading into the game at 1 o'clock against the hated Philadelphia Phillies. So spend the day with us on Thursday, June 1, starting at Publicans in Manhasset, and then over to Citi Field for DiPietro and Rothenberg, the big tailgate. We're headed to the game, sitting in section 128, so get your tickets and hang with us all day long, courtesy of 98.7 ESPN. RJ, can I ask you a question?
I have a feeling you're going to.
So Matt Scanlon sends me a tweet. He says, I can be honest now. I can already tell how insufferable Rothenberg is going to be with the Jets all year. Any sane fan knows 3-3 heading into the bye would be absolutely fine. Do you think this is me doing this, or do you think this is me looking at the Jets fan and how they expect their season to go?
Well, you and I were, I hope you don't mind me giving this away.
No, I like it.
We're talking about this during the break because on ESPN.com, there are some, and listen, take these with a grain of salt. Love the company, but, you know, ESPN the company and our company. But power rankings are, they're meant to kind of get people talking. The Jets are power ranked right now, as of right this second, 12th.
Right.
So I asked you during the break, are the expectations out of line, like locally as compared to what the rest of the country sees?
I don't think so. I think that, okay, here's the thing. Look at this team up and down. Do they have a terrific defense?
Yes.
Do they have an elite quarterback?
Yes.
Do they have weapons all over the place?
Yes.
Well, I mean, you got Vera Tucker, you drafted the center from Wisconsin. Somebody's going to have to play left tackle. Mitchell should be, fine at right tackle. Tomlinson as one of the guards. The offensive line, at a minimum, has to be average or a little better than average. But that's a team that should win 11-plus games.
And I know there's some people looking at the Jets now as almost like a growth stock, like a two-year plan, because Aaron Rodgers told
us. You don't know what year two of this is going to look like.
He told some reporters, kind of like a handshake deal. Yeah, I'm looking at this like a two-year thing, but I mean, what's that really worth?
And can we please, I'm going to get tweets that are going to say, I'm putting extended pressure on the Jets?
Four of those teams in those first six games, four of them, if I'm not mistaken, right? Won playoff games.
Buffalo won a playoff game, barely, against a backup quarterback, but did. Cowboys, and they don't do it often, Raymond, won a playoff game. Patriots were a win in week 17 or 18, whatever it is now, from getting in. Chiefs obviously won the whole thing. Broncos were a disaster. They're going to have to be better. That's a tough place to play. And the Eagles were in the Super Bowl as well. So, yeah, you're going up against the big boys of the league. Can you imagine if the Jets start at 5-1?
Well,
This city will be turned on its ear is what will happen.
Well, and they should be. But I just can't imagine. I can't imagine looking at those games and just sizing up those four teams and saying, yep, four of those are wins. Or excuse me, the four playoff teams saying at least two of those are wins.
Are you beating the Patriots at home?
You should.
All right, so that's one. Are you winning in Denver?
You should.
Are you winning at home against Buffalo? You could.
I don't know if I'm.
You're not
moving
there.
Moving on from the Bills yet. Yeah.
You're not there. I mean, you can certainly win in Dallas.
Well, I was with a bunch of guys from Rochester, Buffalo, like this weekend. And, you know, I'd just like to crowdsource. They like where they're at. The Bills.
Why? Because there's no pressure on the Bills this year?
No one's talking about the Bills. I think they're still looking at the Jets as a win. I mean,
the Jets have all the eyeballs. How could they look at the Jets as a win when last year at MetLife Stadium, Zach Wilson beat the Bills?
I think they still like their roster. I think, I don't even know that I disagree. I like where the Jets are at, but I might like... Until I see differently, I still think
right,
I like
where
the Bills
are. You're a good person to ask, because you're kind of objective, and you don't have a dog in the fight of this AFC East. Who wins this division?
I still, until I don't see it, I would say Buffalo.
Okay. Well, that would be bad for the Jets. Mike in Miami. Good morning, Mike. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
What's up, guys? How are we doing today?
Good.
Called in to weigh about the schedule. So, just, Rothenberg, just so I have this right. So, 3-3, you think we lose to, like, Dallas, Kansas City, definitely, and Philly?
No. No. Don't put words in my mouth. I don't think you definitely lose to anybody.
Yep.
I don't look at any game of the first six and say that's a loss.
Yep. I think 3-3. I think Jet fans would be okay, but I really see us going 4-2. I think Buffalo Salah seems to have Josh Allen figured out here. If you look at his last three or four games, he has played horribly against the Jets, and then we've also beat them at home, so we kind of have to win that game. I can see us maybe giving up one in Dallas, but then, I mean, if we don't beat New England, fire everybody. This is getting ridiculous. But so we got to win that game. And then KC, Denver, like KC is going to be very rowdy at home. I could actually see us winning that game. Denver will be tough, but then Philly, I don't know. So I see them coming out 4-2, potentially 5-1, but 3-3, I think 3-3 would be okay, but it would be how we got to 3-3. Amongst the Jets, I think that's fair.
By the way, I'm going to be a big Jets fan early on in the season.
You should be.
You got to beat up on the sloppy Cowboys and the Eagles.
Yeah.
You better. If you guys lose those two games, I'm going to be very angry at you.
Right. We're going to run right through the NFC East.
No, not all the way through.
Yeah, all the way through. Nice little bye. Catch our breath.
Bang. RJ.
Yes.
Bang. Who are you rooting for? Jets, Giants.
I would say right now.
Yeah.
You want to be out of the trash?
Nope. That's why I'm on the Giants.
See,
you're a bad guy. I was asked the question.
You're nasty.
No, I was asked the question.
You're very mean last week. You doubled down yesterday.
Did you leave me or not? Did you leave me for the K show or not?
I was traded.
No, you were not. Yep. You accepted the trade. You had a no trade clause.
Check
and
the
you
paperwork.
Accepted. No. See, this is what happens.
Michael wanted him, and he went.
Yeah. If Michael said today, we want you back, gone.
They wanted him back. What?
What if he said, we want you back? There's a little...
They didn't meet the incentives.
What if they did, as I'm saying?
They didn't.
What tells me is you're shopping me.
No, I would never.
Not you. Not Dave.
I love you.
Rick, I would have eaten the bruise right off that banana for you.
Rick, taking calls.
I'll babysit.
No, you won't.
Oh, yes, I will.
That would be the worst thing.
You got a lot going on right now.
Rick didn't hang up the phone. The call was made. Rick didn't hang up.
Based on the story you told over the weekend about how you motivate your kids, I have a lot of questions.
Well, I'm not going to motivate your kid. I'm just going to keep your kid alive.
Okay.
Barely.
No, I'm a barely. I'm good with taking care of little kids.
You already told everybody years ago you don't like babies at that age.
Well, I don't like having them all around all the time. Dealing with the baby for a couple hours would be fine.
You would admit the story you told about Alex. Rick's off the air reaction was... You make some interesting decisions in life.
You heard what he told his wife.
What?
He tells his wife. Yeah, you heard that because you listened to the podcast.
Well, she's not my mother.
Yeah, but you did.
You know it's not a great thing to say on Mother's Day?
Well, you're not my mother.
She's not. Yeah, but you only say that. You're missing the point. You only say that if you didn't get the appropriate gifts in preparation for the Mother's Day. If you took care of all of it, you never say anything like that.
Which I did.
Your bases were covered, though.
You know what it is?
I just want everyone to know my thoughts. That's my problem.
No, here's the problem. Is you thought you were Francisco Alvarez. Bases were loaded, and you just said, you know what? I'm going to get an extra secondary lead here.
Evidently, you really believe that, because according to the podcast, which was a lovely show yesterday, you said it's Saturday, and then you said it again Sunday, just in case, so it didn't slip through.
That's right. And then in the card, I wrote it. I said, Sherry, even though you're not my mother, I want to let you know what an absolutely wonderful mom, in fact, you are.
There really is a charm to you. Truly.
Isn't there?
She loves it.
I don't think she does. I think she was
something's
highly,
working.
Highly annoyed that I continually said, well, you're not my mother.
The woman's over here healing from major surgery. And you say these type of things to her. Something must be working for you.
The emotional scars, though, will never heal.
Never.
No. Ever.
But you know what? When the rubber hits the road. Is that the phrase? Rubber hits
whatever
the road.
You like.
I'm always
you,
there.
It's rubber.
I'm always there.
Yeah.
She needs something. I'm always there.
Well,
always.
Because I think
except when she needs to go to urgent care.
Yes,
to a football
that's
game.
Different.
And that
was
a Sunday.
That was like. Yeah. I mean, How selfish of her at noon to hobble down and say, can you take me to urgent care? I'm really sick. I don't feel well.
And she was really sick, though. She wasn't faking it.
Well, she had like 102.
Yeah, right. So she's not faking. It's not like a boy who cried wolf.
I didn't think she was faking. I thought it was convenient that she had all morning, and then at like noon, she's like, I have to go to urgent care.
Well, because you made her feel guilty. She was probably like, you know what? I can get through this because God forbid I ask him, he'll say no. And then she's like, you know what? I can't do it. And of course, you did exactly what she thought you would do and said no.
That's right.
Like a jackwagon.
And I'd do it again.
Yeah, right. Of course.
And I'd do it again.
And you wonder why she... Maybe doing things on the side.
Oh, really? Oh, really? That's what's happening.
I don't know what's happening.
My wife is having relations with other people because I wouldn't take her to urgent care.
Maybe the ACL was already blown out.
Maybe. Really?
Maybe there's some other stuff she likes to partake in.
Let's go to Mike in the car. Good morning, Mike. You're on 98.7.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
As a lifelong Jets fan, we have to get this mentality out of our minds that settling for 3-3 against a tough schedule, it would be okay. We signed Aaron Rodgers to win the Super Bowl, win the division. We have 2 years, hopefully, with this guy. We can't just look at other teams and go, oh, they're real good. We could lose to them. They should be looking at us like, oh, that's a tough game. We should lose to them. They should lose to the Jets. I'm tired of settling for 3-3, and we look at tough teams like we should lose. We should be able to beat anybody.
And I think you can. I think you could beat Kansas City. I think you could beat Dallas. I think you could beat Philly. But here's the thing. You can also lose to those teams, right? You think that Philly is looking at you saying, God almighty, we can't beat the Jets? No, Philly can beat the Jets. Dallas can beat the Jets. Denver, I think, can beat the Jets.
No, but they're going to want to – I mean, everyone's going to want to beat the Jets.
Oh, and everyone's going to want to make a statement. You think Monday Night Football in New York, September 11th, that Buffalo doesn't have that circled on their calendar right now? Of we're going to go in there, we're going to kick their ass and beat the Jets and
make
a point.
Yeah,
and
right.
Make a statement and smack Aaron Rodgers right in the mouth. You think that that's not a plan for every team around
this
league right now?
You're not going to sneak up on anybody.
On anybody.
No. No. So, again, this is the...
You think Dallas hates Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. People are missing the point because we're going to keep taking phone calls. This isn't... Would you? Of course you would love, and no one, and I hate these games where it's win-loss, and everything else, but you play them because it's fun, and you get excited about the NFL. The reason why Dave asked the question is because of exactly what he just said. Yeah, you could win 5 of the 6. You could win 4 of the 6. But you could lose 4 of the 6.
You could.
Or 5 of the 6. They're good teams you're playing against. It's the hardest schedule. I mean, he told you, weeks 1 through 12, you have the NFL's hardest schedule. So what he's saying, rather than risk that and risk losing the games, I'll give you 3-3. And if I'm being generous, one of those 3 wins will be against Buffalo.
That's got to be.
And you don't have to worry about it.
3-3, beat Buffalo, sign for that.
Yeah. That's the question. It's of course we expect more. But you also have to understand, like, this is year one. There might be some growing pains. It might take Breece Hall a minute. It might, as good as Garrett Wilson is, it might take him a minute to earn Aaron Rodgers' trust.
I think, but Lazard, you have so many weapons. You really do. What would worry me, and what does worry me about the Jets is the offensive line. Is the offensive line going to be able to keep Aaron Rodgers upright?
Dude, remember last year, Lakin Tomlinson, waxing poetic. Offensive line is going to be
best in football.
Right. And it wasn't.
Not even.
Because stuff happens.
It was terrible.
Yeah, stuff happens. So I don't know what Mekhi Becton's going to look like.
Is Becton going to be your starting left tackle?
I don't know.
Is
it
going to be Dwayne Brown? Is he going to be healthy?
Is Tippin going to be your center? I don't know.
I mean, it's asking a lot for the first week of the season. Go ahead. You're my starting center. So
and there's something to be said about, I mean, having some continuity, some familiarity going into a season. And Buffalo has that.
They sure do. I don't have to spend a lot of time, but this little Quinnen Williams thing. Like, do guys think to themselves, boy, if I take the team's name out of my Twitter bio, now I'm sending a real statement.
Now I mean business.
Simmons just got paid.
Dexter
Lawrence got paid. You know exactly the ballpark of what Quinnen Williams is going to get. This deal is going to get done.
Yeah, but he's probably asking himself, why isn't it?
Okay, and that's fine, but that's a negotiation. They probably need to free up some money. They probably want to figure out some numbers, but I don't know. I mean, can you grow up a little bit? And I'm not specifically pointing at Quinnen Williams with this. But
you've seen it work. Here's the problem is you've seen it work.
The Cardinals have done it. I know. Right. It's very immature.
Okay, yeah, but I mean, if it didn't work, guys wouldn't do it, but it works. So he wants to show everyone that he's upset.
So you think taking the Jets name out of his Twitter bio Now the Jets say, all right, guys, he really means
business. No, but I think it gets people talking. Done. I think it, I mean, sometimes out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
Like Jeffrey Simmons signs, Dexter Lawrence gets signed. We're all excited about it, but no one's really talking about Quinnen Williams. So now all of a sudden he takes them off his social media. What are we doing? We're talking about it. And you show me the Jets fan that doesn't want Quinnen Williams back.
You show me the Jets fan doesn't think he's going
to
be back.
Okay, but still, now all of a sudden we're talking about it. All so right. Maybe it puts more pressure on the Jets to try to get this thing done. Like, he's upset. We don't want to make him upset. I mean, he's done everything we've asked. He's a homegrown guy. He's a humongous part of our defense. We're trying to win a Super Bowl now. What? Let's not play games. Now, he's crucial for this defense.
Oh, he's a terrific player. Here's Marcus Spears, and you can't forget about paying Quinnen Williams.
It's not like it's not a blueprint out there and a range for what these guys are making. I know how focused the New York Jets were on Aaron Rodgers, as they should have been. But they can't forget about this young anchor to this defense that they want to build over a long period of time of trying to have a tremendous amount of success from a defensive standpoint. Quinnen Williams has been paying attention to all of this stuff as well. And I'm sure he's happy about having Aaron Rodgers. He ain't happy about not having his $100 million contract.
But why are we of the mindset that this thing is not going to get done? It's going to get
done. Well, but he wants to get it done.
I understand. I'm sure the Jets want to get it done, too.
Well, I would say how much they want to get it done, then. Like, we don't know what's going on
behind
the scenes.
He's not going to show up for anything until it gets
done.
Right,
but we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Maybe he wants to show up to all this stuff.
All right. I would guess by August 1, this thing is done.
Yeah, me too. But maybe his agent's telling him, listen, you're not going anything until we get this thing done.
I don't think he's going to go anywhere.
That's our leverage.
Facility.
So, I mean, this is, okay, I'm getting fed up. Let's go.
Let's go quickly to Linda in Staten Island. Then we'll get to CMT. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're great. How are you?
I'm fine. So I think you know my husband very well. It's Ira from Staten Island.
Well, hang on a second. This is Mrs. Ira?
It's Mrs. Ira.
Hi, Mrs. Ira. How are you? What a treat.
I'm fine. Well, you guys created a whole big hubbub in my house.
Really?
Morning.
Do tell.
Yep. Well, Ira picked the Jets 3-3 in the beginning of the season. I can't deal with that. That's insane.
So Jets go 3-3 through six games, and Ira is miserable.
Yeah, I mean, he has to be more optimistic. We're going to the Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. That's how I see it.
Yeah, but just because you start 3-3 doesn't mean you're not going to go to the Super Bowl.
No, but you don't want to start off that way. People expect great things this season. So
right. I mean, you're not you're not wrong.
I can't hear that from him. I want him to be optimistic.
Why? You know what? I'll tell you what's wrong with him. You want me to tell you what's wrong with him? He's nervous because he started writing checks that he's going to have to cash. Whereas if the Jets, I think he said if they host a playoff game or if they win a playoff game, he's going to do a semi-erotic calendar in his bikini.
I heard about that.
Which I mean,
think you fellas will be pleasantly surprised.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Does he talk about us, Linda? Mm-hmm.
Yes, he does.
Would you say that of all the shows he calls, we're, I don't know, his favorite show?
Without a doubt.
Really?
Absolutely.
This is, you know what? I got to be honest. You're lovely. I knew Ira probably had a terrific wife. I didn't realize to this level, though.
He's a fabulous guy.
How many years have you guys been married now?
35.
Wow. 35 years.
Yeah.
Any tips?
Mm-hmm. We have 5.
So sweet.
They have 5 kids.
Wait. Yeah. 5 kids?
She thought you said kids, not tips.
No. 5 kids?
5 kids. Well, it sounds like Ira's packing heat from what she said.
All right, Linda, listen, now we're going to go because Rick has taken it to a place we probably shouldn't put the... Thank you for calling. Have a great day.
All right. You take care. Bye-bye. Bye.
How about that?
I might have to stuff my Speedo. I'm a little bit nervous now with that insinuation.
5 kids.
She's like, be very impressed.
What do you have? 4? 3? What do you have?
3. Don't say 4.
Well, Winthrop's having 5,
yeah,
right?
Cain, surprise. Cain, Abel.
All the whole Bible guys bringing up. RJ, you ready?
As I'll ever be.
All right, let's go.
To cuddle.
Oh, yeah.
To marry.
We'll see naked ladies.
Or to trash.
The attack did he?
That is the question.
Oh, nice wholesome call with Mrs. Ira. Just gone
Mrs.
south.
Mrs. Ira.
Just gone south so quick.
Was I the only one? So I'm the only one that thought that's what she meant.
You guys, go ahead. I'm going to eat my egg bites.
No, she said what she said.
No, you can't eat your egg bites now. I'm all sticky.
Why?
Excuse me? Do not.
Cuddle Bear Trash brought to you by our friends at Sharp Hat. Nice folks. How's the egg bite?
Good.
We have commercial breaks for this.
I got one guy crushing egg bites, another one cutting a pineapple. What's happening?
He's all sticky, apparently.
Yeah. Alrighty. Much discussion about the Jets.
You should see this pineapple. The juices are flowing.
And expectations. So that led me to look up the very, very tight AFC East odds to win the division. The Bills are plus 135. The Jets are plus 200. And the Dolphins are plus 320.
Okay.
Very, very tight. Cuddle Murray Trash right now, the team you would pick to win the AFC East. Are you pondering or are you mid-egg bites?
No, I finished the first one. Okay. I see your game. I'll play your game. I'm going to go in financial order. I'm going to say Dolphins least favorite. That'll be my trash. Jets, mid-tier, Cuddle, Bills, Mary. He won't do the same, but he can't critique mine.
First of all,
yeah.
Why would you insinuate that I couldn't be objective? I'm all sticky. I'm serious. I need a wet nap.
We have a sink.
We have a 55-minute segment. What am I going to use the sink?
Not anymore. We got 30 minutes.
Yeah, but you're both treating this segment like a NASCAR pit stop. You're fueling up. You're cutting fruit.
Okay, you get a better version of me if I'm have protein in me. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I'm the one that went on a mission to get this tray. What do you think this tray just all of a sudden magically appeared?
Where did you get that from?
You don't need to know.
Went to a different floor.
You don't need to know.
Yeah, you don't need to incriminate yourself.
Yeah, it's better that you don't know.
It's hot.
It's stolen. I'm gonna trash the Dolphins. I am going to
do it.
I'm going to marry the Jets.
Yeah.
How about that?
What a shock that is.
How about that?
What a surprise.
Well, listen, told me I was going to beat him in week one. You told me.
Mrs. Ira just guaranteed a Super Bowl. It's happening.
It's kind of what she did. Maybe she'll come in the calendar with Ira. That would be nice.
Pull the
35 Martha, years married.
She could do
Martha
July.
Martha Stewart type of thing.
Yeah.
35 years married?
That's a long time. Five kids. My God. He must do well.
And they do a lot of traveling, too. They go to all the road games.
Does she go all the road games?
Does anyone go but Ira?
I don't know if she goes to all of them. I know. I think I've met her. I think we met one time at one of the tailgates we did. I met Mrs. Ira. Very nice.
All right. Go ahead, RJ.
All righty. So, four teams left in the NBA playoffs. So, I ask you, with all due respect to the Miami Heat, who will not be included in this exercise, to Cuddle Mary
Don't sleep on the Heat.
You know what?
That's their game.
They almost beat the Celtics last year. But with all due respect, someone must not partake, and it will be them. Cuddle Mary Trash, your NBA title favorite. The Nuggets, the Lakers, or the Celtics?
You go. What? You want me to go?
Yeah, you go. You see what I'm doing right now.
Okay. He just gave you the Aaron Judge look.
Right. He's still peeky-peeky.
What we usually do is we alternate who goes.
You know what else we usually doing? We don't do?
What?
CMT, in the midst of the juiciest pineapple ever cut with a plastic
knife.
Really?
So is it fair to say that's a delicious pineapple?
Look at the tray.
How gorgeous is that?
It's fantastic. It makes up for your gross brown bruised bananas.
You tried to kill me.
Yes.
You tried to poison him.
That was my goal. With a bruised banana. All right.
Mush. Are you going to be so, but it's so clear cut who you're picking as your favorite.
I'm going to take the Nuggets to marry. I'm going to Cudell the Boston Celtics, and I don't think the Lakers are going to win this whole thing. I just don't believe in them. I will trash the LA Lakers.
So you give the Lakers no shot.
Are you just being petty with the Nuggets at this point?
Yes.
No, I think they have home court, and Jokic is almost unstoppable. Yeah, I will marry. I married them to start. Why would I not marry them now after two series? They've looked great.
That's a great point you make.
I'm all in on the Lakers.
All in on the Lakers. Are you going to be all in with the Lakers?
No.
I have to be.
He has to be. He's got to stick with his take. All right, so I'm going to... It's a tough one. I'm going to marry the Celtics.
That's fine. I think that's fair.
I'm going to marry the Celtics. I will cuddle the Nuggets. And I will...
Trash the Lakers.
I hate to do it, though. I just don't trust Anthony Davis. Is that bad?
Well, because health-wise, you just never know.
Not even just health-wise. Just like even it's like this.
He's so hit or miss.
Right.
He'd be the best player in the NBA, and it can be very difficult to watch.
And Jokic is so, I mean, every night.
Awesome.
So consistent. All right, RJ, go ahead.
All right, well, this is it.
Hang on.
Oh, my.
Hang on, please.
Goodness, what?
You're listening to DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN WEPN FM, New York.
All right.
Now, go ahead.
Okay. So, that leads me to.
Why did you play that?
That's just how it felt.
You're the fruit ninja right now. So, which player of the following triumvirate has the most to gain from winning a championship in the NBA this year?
You want me to go first again? Okay.
I don't even know what I'm going to say.
Doesn't matter. I wasn't talking to you.
Nikola Jokic, Jason Tatum, or LeBron James?
Good question. Good question. That's a tough one. Most to gain. Final two series of the postseason. I'm going to marry... Oh, God.
This marriage is not meant to last.
No, it's just... It takes a lot of thought. I'm going to marry LeBron.
Really?
Yeah.
I think what reason?
Because I think if he wins a fifth, it just... It even more... Like, now you start to have the conversation about him and Jordan even more so.
Yeah, but does it elevate him over Jordan, though? Because Jordan has the six. And he was six for six.
I don't know. I think in some people's minds... I mean, at what point do you get there that you're like, you know what? He's right there.
I think if he gets five, you didn't ask me, but I think if he gets five, I think some people will.
See? So that's my rationale behind it. And that's the only reason. He obviously has nothing to prove. But for the Jordan conversation, I'll marry LeBron. I mean, you can flip the coin for these two for me. I'm going to cuddle Jokic because I still think there are a lot of people out there that don't think he's as great as he in fact is. So I'll cuddle Jokic and... I think he has a lot to prove, but of these three, I will trash Jason Tatum.
This is a tough question, Art. This is one of your better questions.
It's a good question.
Yeah, it's a really good question. See, I don't know. It feels like the whole LeBron, Michael Jordan argument. There's people that are just always going to say Jordan, and then there's people that choose LeBron. I think they're both awesome.
How about
I think
if LeBron got to six?
I think people would point to how many times he's lost in the finals.
So is it how many times will if he were to go the next 2 years and win, he'll have gone to how many NBA finals?
12.
You think going to six and winning six is more impressive than going to 12?
No, I don't. But that's what people will say.
Okay,
Jordan people will say that. No, am I wrong?
No, you're right. But he could win 15, and the Jordan people will still say Michael Jordan.
You look at his longevity. I mean, we're in season 20. His age, what he's still able to do.
Do you remember Jordan at the end? Jordan at the end, it was kind of sad. LeBron at the end is still unbelievable.
Right.
All right, so you're going to trash LeBron, which I think is fair.
No, I don't think I'm trashing LeBron. I think I might cuddle LeBron.
Okay.
I think I might cuddle because I just don't know if he's going to get the... I mean, it's... Well, maybe it puts him... But, I mean, doesn't everyone already accept the fact that LeBron's better than Kobe or no? Does he have to get to five to put that to bed?
In my mind, he's better than Kobe. I can't speak for everybody.
So that's why I'll cuddle him because at least he's got the five now and that puts that whole thing to bed. It takes all those idiots that want to discount the bubble title. Right,
I mean, because people will do whatever it is they want to do to change the narrative.
But you've heard
their own argument. It's a stupid argument.
All right, so I'll cuddle him. I agree with you. I think I'm going to marry Jokic. Back-to-back MVP at a certain point. The expectation is with his team now fully healthy.
Right.
They kind of got a pass because, you know, Jamal Murray wasn't healthy. Team is fully healthy. They've been the best team in the West. Been the most consistent team in the playoffs. So I think there's some pressure on him. I'll marry him, and then I think at some point Jason Tatum is going to win a championship.
You would think so. That was some game the other night,
awesome.
Too.
All right, well, the last 3 days, heard a lot of troubling things.
Oh, no.
Yeah, not good. So, I want you to cuddle Mary Trash with marrying the one that most troubles you. Was it this from Joel Embiid?
Me and James, we just can't win alone.
That's not good. Was it reading that Quinn Williams took the Jets out of his Twitter bio saying he's a defensive lineman for a blank? Or was it Dave saying this?
You know, it's not a great thing to say on Mother's Day. Well, you're not my mother.
I think this is clear cut. I can go first.
No. Now I go first.
No, I'm going first.
Because you're
going
to marry me.
Of course.
You know, it's not a great thing to say on Mother's Day. Well, you're not my mother.
I didn't embarrass myself as much as somebody here.
No, I think you did, though.
Who makes eggs fluffy, beautiful,
eggs.
You should have seen the eggs.
They sound delicious.
They were eggs to weep for.
Yeah, right. But you had everything done, taken care of. You're driving around. You're doing
crack of dawn. Right. Dogs.
It's like your first and goal with all three timeouts with like 38 seconds left, and you tell me the clock ran out.
Bagels, lox, sliced tomato, cream cheeses,
that's how you.
Salad,
that's how your day
salad,
was set up. I don't understand
muffins,
how you ended
juice,
up there.
Milk.
Yeah, but there wasn't a stone unturned.
No, we sit outside.
Every stone was turned.
In an elite setup.
Every single one.
All you got to do is keep your mouth shut. You're a hero.
Sorry.
No, you can't help yourself. So that's number one, marrying that. I'm going to cuddle
Cassie,
with B.
Also not your mother.
No, but I don't say that to her. She knows she's not my mother.
But you think it.
No,
and
I don't.
And therein lies the difference.
No, I don't.
Therein lies the difference. He's scared to say these things. I'm not. Why? Honesty broker. That's why.
I think he just...
That's not a fear's not a factor in that.
Oh, fear factor. It's a big deal when it comes into play. He's scared of his wife.
It's being
I'm
a
not.
Decent husband and human being.
No. Not if you're not willing to speak your mind.
No, my mind is that I'm going to celebrate her because she's the mother of my children.
Right.
Yes.
And Sherry's the mother of my children.
Okay, okay. You speak your mind, but that's your mind should not be thinking
ever.
That is the problem.
Right.
I think that's the root of the problem here. Your mind should not be thinking those type of things.
You know
things.
What? Everyday life is too easy for me. I have to find different things to navigate. No. All right? Different ideas to bounce around.
I'm cuddling Embiid, and then I'm going to trash Quinnen.
All right. Now, in retrospect, was it a genius thing to say? No, not really. But as you know, honesty broker, and this is what I provide. So I will cuddle myself in what I said. I will marry Joel Embiid. I mean, what a disgusting thing to say. We need help. You guys were atrocious. You were
only, James, we just can't win alone.
Only slightly better than Julius Randle and RJ Barrett, but expectations are way more for you and James. And Quinnen Williams, compared to those other two, is... A non-story, right into the trash.
Right in the trash. Right, and that trash. Is cuddle, marry,
no,
trash.
No, usually you do like a really a good one, a fun one.
That was a good one.
That was the fun one?
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
I think that one was fun.
He left his fastball in Phoenix.
Yeah. That's the fun one?
I disagree.
So you had a four-hour flight where you had stinky feet and cats all around you, and all you came up with was that?
I thought that was the good one.
Ooh.
Wow.
Aaron Judge doing some peeky-peeky.
Well, that's cuddle, marry, trash. Apparently where I am. Brought to you by Sharp Hat. Game-changing custom software.
I'm all sticky.
Yeah, how's that going?
You think Sharp Hat looks at things and says, boy, we thought RJ would be better in CMT?
I think so.
No, yeah. I think they look at it and they're like, you know what? That's great value.
No, I don't think so.
I think Sharp Hat is thrilled.
You think so? I think they look at that like we expected. You know what we're going to have to do? Stump Rothenberg tomorrow. We'll have to up the
Sharp
game.
Sharp Hat.
Yeah, we'll have to up the game for Sharp
Hat. It would make sense. Sharp Hat, I mean, it's all about you being... Smart,
big
sharp.
Big-brained, yep.
Big-brained.
Mm-hmm.
Everyday life too easy for you?
It's way too easy. It's got to challenge himself.
I need challenges. I need things that, you know, make you emote. I can't just do this normal, everyday,
no.
Bland, boring life.
No, why not just that? Why ruin? You have a perfect day plan. Why not just ruin it?
It didn't ruin it.
For no reason.
It didn't ruin it.
I'm sure it didn't put her in the right kind of mood.
But the roses. And not only were there roses, there was baby's breath there, too. That's a little, you know, side stuff.
Yeah, side stuff.
Yeah.
All reasons why you just keep your mouth shut. That's it.
You don't
need to just say, hey, guess what? You're not my mom.
Well, she's not. She's not.
You know, it's not a great thing to say on Mother's Day?
Well, you're not my mother. I mean, and you know what? Everyone else thinks it.
Yeah, you knew it when you said it, though. This wasn't something that, like, you said, and you're like, oh, that probably wasn't the right thing to say. As it was coming out of your mouth, you're like, I shouldn't be saying this, but I'm going to say it.
And then
but then he doubled down the next day.
And then she's like, well, we shouldn't celebrate you on Father's Day. I'm like, well, my kid should celebrate me. You shouldn't. I'm not your father.
She doesn't call you daddy?
No, not all the time.
You're an idiot. You were wrong. Admit you were wrong.
I wasn't wrong.
This isn't because you want life to be harder and all this other garbage.
No.
You made a mistake.
You know what the truth is. You're terrified of your wife.
No.
Like you see her and you start shaking and quaking in your boots.
Never.
Terrified.
No.
That's why you travel the country to get her like chicken sandwiches.
I want to make her happy. I see her, I get turned on immediately. I say to myself, you're the luckiest man in the world.
I believe that to be true.
Yeah.
I believe you're tremendously lucky.
Terrifying.
No terrifying.
No.
No terrifying.
No. I do feel the need to disinfect my hands all the time around her, though, because that does scare
Because
me.
She's intimidating
she's
when it comes to cleanliness.
Right.
By the way, your hands better be clean after groping the pineapple like you have.
I washed them like a surgeon. Now I need to wash them again because they're very sticky.
When you wash them like a surgeon, do you go up to the elbow? How high do you go?
It's a mid-forearm.
Mid-forearm?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm not sticking my arms in the pineapple.
I just want to be
I'm
sure.
I'm not birthing anything.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.